Hey, I'm Pastor Hamish, and welcome to the Youth Edge Podcast. This is the official podcast for the youth ministry of Capital Edge Church. And at Youth Edge, we believe that no one is too young to know God, become like Jesus, and make a difference. It's my prayer that this message is going to help you do just that. Stick around to the end of the message because I want to pray for you. But right now, strap yourself in and get ready for an encouraging message from the Word of God. Hey, I want to preach a message to you that I spoke to our youth a few months ago. It's called, I'm Missing Something. And it's from Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 47. If you want to turn there in your Bibles, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. But before we do, I want to just reminisce back to a time when I was a school chaplain. And we were on a camp with a bunch of the senior primary students. I think it was grade 4, 5, and 6. And I was coming down this hill. I was walking down this hill to join in with the year fives that were doing this high ropes course. And most of them had already done the main part of the course. And at the end of this activity, what they had to do was they had to climb up this pole. Obviously they were in a harness and there was someone belaying them, but they had to climb up this big, enormous, it was quite tall telegraph pole. And once they got to the top of the pole, they had to jump off and reach for this ball that was suspended in the air by a rope. And then they would grab the ball and they would, you know, slowly descend back to the earth. And there were all the classroom, all the year five kids were gathered around and they were clapping and cheering for each other as, you know, they bravely took turns climbing up this pole. Here's the thing though. When I joined them, I didn't quite get what the fuss was all about. I was thinking, yeah, what's the big deal? You know, I must be missing something. This looks too easy to me. You know, everyone's clapping and cheering and, you know, I kind of assumed that they were doing it just to be polite. Like, yay, good job, you know. But standing down on the earth, down in the dirt, looking up at this pole, the pole didn't look too high. It didn't look too scary. It didn't look like a crazy feat. It looked pretty mundane. It looked pretty, bleh. I didn't get what the fuss was all about. What's the big deal? I must be missing something. This looks too easy. Then they called for my turn. Mr. Peterson, come on. Give it a go. Have a shot. They were cheering my name. Peterson, Peterson. As I got the harness on, as I started to climb up the pole, I was feeling pretty chuffed about myself. I was like, I can do this. Let's show these year five kids what's what. As I'm climbing up the pole, halfway up the pole, I make the classic mistake. I look down. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, how many of you know that heights don't look like crazy heights when you're down on the earth, but when you climb up to the height of them and you look down, that's when it gets real. So now I'm climbing up hand after hand, foot after foot, but I'm shaking. I'm terrified. Not only am I terrified of climbing the pole, but when I reach the top of the pole, I realized that I have to undertake the task of hoisting my 100 kilo body up on top of this pole. And let me tell you, it's not a sturdy, just firm, fixed pole. The wind is blowing and I feel like it's whooting, whooting, just going from side to side. I'm terrified. And finally, I hoist myself up to stand on top of this pole and I'm shaking like jelly on a plate. I'm trembling like a sumo wrestler in a hurricane. I am gripped with fear. And now, let alone standing on top of the pole, but now I'm expected to leap, to jump across this gap and to grab hold of this ball that's a few meters away from me. Let me tell you, when I was down on the floor, the ball looked like it was, I don't know, 1 meter away from the pole. But at this height, at this vantage, it looks like it's 25 meters. It's just, it's insane. And I say, Hamish, you can do it. Mr. Peterson, you can do it. I'm talking to myself. I'm having to give myself positive affirmations at this point. And they're all cheering my name down below on the earth. And I go to jump and I try. And at the last second, I wuss out and I end up just kind of collapsing. And the instructor just belays me slowly down to the earth. I don't grab the ball. I give up. I'm a massive failure. I tell you that story to tell you this. You know, I was in a crowd of people all witnessing the same thing, but I didn't understand why they were behaving the way they were. I didn't understand why they were cheering on their friends and why they were acting like it was such a big deal. I didn't understand I was missing something. Remember, the title of my message today is I'm Missing Something. I hadn't experienced what they had. And until I experienced what they had experienced, I didn't truly understand what they knew. I didn't know what they knew. I want to apply this to you today. You could have been in the middle of a worship service. Maybe on a Sunday morning or a Friday night at youth. You could be surrounded by people with their eyes closed, with their hands raised, just fully in the moment, fully in worship. Maybe you yourself did those actions too. Maybe you put your hands up as well. But none of the people around you, none of them seem to be missing it. They all seem to be having real experiences. They're experiencing these worship songs on a whole nother level than you are. Maybe they're crying. Maybe they're getting emotional. Maybe they're even acting embarrassingly and kind of dancing around or kneeling. And you say to yourself, you think to yourself, why are they behaving like this? Why are they carrying on like this? I must be missing something. See, I'm really talking about praise and worship tonight. And get this, praise and worship make sense when you know why. So today I want to speak to the person who feels this way, who feels like when it comes to praise and worship that they're missing out on something. Hey, don't feel ashamed. Don't feel shame if that is you, but please know that if you're feeling that way, you probably are missing something. But I got good news. You can get that something because there's a story in Luke chapter 7 that may be able to show you what you are missing. So open up your Bibles, Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 38. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says this. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. So Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. And then she knelt behind him at his feet, weeping. Her tears fell on his feet and she wiped them off with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. So picture this. You're Simon. You're a Pharisee. You're a religious leader. You invite Jesus to have dinner at your house with you. You guys sit down. You start eating the entrees. And then all of a sudden, without invitation, without any warning, this prostitute, this woman off the street, she barges through your front door unannounced, uninvited. She kneels at the feet of your guest, Jesus Christ, and she starts crying, weeping over his feet. The tears are streaming down her face and she's crying so much that his feet are getting wet to the extent that she starts wiping Jesus's feet with her hair. It's kind of weird. It's kind of gross. And then she starts kissing Jesus's feet and rubbing perfume all over them. Now, if you're Simon in this situation, what would you be thinking? What on earth would be going through your head? If I was Simon, I would probably say, okay, wait a second. Did I miss something? Okay, wait a second. What the heck is going on? Who does this woman think she is? Is Jesus okay with this? What is happening right now? What? Why? And in the Bible, it says that Jesus thought to himself something along the lines of this. He thought, why is Jesus letting this sinful woman do this to him? Jesus, being God, read his mind and answered Simon's question with a parable. The parable essentially goes something like this. There's two people who owe money to the same man. One owes something like $5, but the other owes $5,000. Get this. The man clears both of their debts and lets them go. Jesus turns to Simon and he says, which one of these do you think loved the man more after that? And Simon had to give Jesus the obvious answer. The one who'd had the larger debt. Jesus said, this woman, though her sins are many, she has been forgiven. That's why she's treating me in this way. She's pouring her love out on me because I've forgiven her. I want you to catch this today. The heart that knows it's been extravagantly forgiven extravagantly worships the forgiver. I'll say it again. The heart that knows it's been extravagantly forgiven extravagantly worships the forgiver. And this is true. This is the same in our worship time at Youth Edge, whether it be on a Friday night or on a Sunday morning. This is the same scenario. Those people that you see with their hands raised, sometimes even with tears in their eyes, those people that you see jumping with joy on their faces, you might not understand them. You might think they're crazy. But the truth is that they are crazy, just crazy in love with Jesus. No, they don't think they're better than you. They don't think they're holier than you or a better Christian than you. They just know that they're sinners who've been completely forgiven, set free, and made whole. And now they want to pour out their love, their praise, and their worship on the one who saved them, Jesus Christ. Here's two things that Simon didn't know. Simon didn't know that Jesus had forgiven the woman. And maybe you today, maybe you haven't realized that the people you see pouring out their love in worship, maybe you didn't realize that they really are responding to Jesus's forgiveness. The second thing Simon didn't know is he didn't know that he needed forgiveness too. Maybe you're in that boat today. Maybe you need to realize that you need Jesus's forgiveness too. The truth is that Simon was a sinner just like the woman, except he didn't know it. And just like the woman needed forgiveness from Jesus, Simon needed it too. And that's exactly what Simon was missing. It's why he didn't understand the woman's extravagant expression of worship. He didn't know he needed forgiving, and he hadn't yet received Jesus' forgiveness. I want to encourage you today. Forgiveness from Jesus is available to all. Whether you think that you're a bad person or you think that you're a good person, the reality is that all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. We all need to receive forgiveness for Jesus, from Jesus. There's nothing you have to do to receive that. But just know that it's an available gift ready for you to take if only you would just take it. Maybe you identify with Simon. Maybe you need to receive Jesus' forgiveness today. And when you become aware of what Jesus has done for you, when you become aware of the price that he paid for your sin, and when you accept his forgiveness, then it unlocks your expression of praise. Amen. Hey, before you go today, I want to give you an opportunity to make a decision to follow Jesus. You know, in the Bible it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if that's you and you want to declare that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, if you're ready to believe that God raised him from death to life, and if you want to make a decision to follow him today and become a Christian, how about you pray this prayer with me? Come on, close your eyes and bow your head. Dear Lord Jesus, today I declare you as my Lord and my Savior. I believe that you died to pay the price for my sin and that God raised you to life. I accept your gift of salvation, and from today, I choose to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, congratulations for making that decision. If you prayed that prayer for real in your heart today, I want to hear from you. So send us a message on Instagram at youthedge, and we want to get in touch with you. God bless. We love you, and we'll see you next time.